For me, they normally happen, these career crises, often actually on a Sunday evening, just as the sun is starting to set and the gap between my hopes for myself and the reality of my life start to diverge so painfully that I normally end up weeping into a pillow. I'm mentioning all this because I think this is not merely a personal problem. You may think I'm wrong in this, but I think that we live in an age when our lives are regularly punctuated by career crises, by moments when what we thought we knew about our lives, about our careers, comes into contact with a threatening sort of reality. It's perhaps easier now than ever before to make a good living. It's perhaps harder than ever before to stay calm, to be free of career anxiety. And I want to look now, if I may, at some of the reasons why we might be feeling anxiety about our careers, why we might be victims of these career crises as we're weeping softly into our pillows. One of the reasons why we might be suffering is that we are surrounded by snobs. Now, in a way, I've got some bad news, particularly for anybody who's come to Oxford from abroad. There's a real problem with snobbery because sometimes people from outside the UK imagine that snobbery is a distinctively UK phenomenon fixated on country houses and titles. The bad news is that's not true. Snobbery is a global phenomenon. We are a global organisation. This is a global phenomenon. It exists. What is a snob? A snob is anybody who takes a small part of you and uses that to come to a complete vision of who you are. That is snobbery.